News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Last night, a documentary aired on Virgin Media Television on Ireland's thalidomide scandal. And I'm joined now by Fionnuala Cassidy, survivor and spokesperson for the Irish Thalidomide Association. Good morning to you, Fionnuala. The documentary is very powerful. And for people who maybe don't know about thalidomide, it was a drug taken by expectant mothers that was for morning sickness, but that it resulted in significant and serious effects on babies born to those mothers. Will you just firstly outline the kind of, I suppose, issues that people in the Thalidomide Association are struggling and dealing with, please?
Thank you, Ciara. Well, I've often said this before, and I think it's the nutshell of describing how thalidomide worked. Thalidomide, as a drug for morning sickness, crossed the placenta barrier, and it literally was a wrecking ball to the embryo. Depending on which day a mother took it, you know, when something was being developed, like the arms or the ears or the internal organs specifically were damaged. And so many children were miscarried and died at birth. And then obviously we've lost many people since. So the survivors who literally were survivors survived all that trauma just to be alive. We've now reached over 60 years of age. And we're born with catastrophic disabilities, arms, no legs, missing ears. And it is the overuse and the misuse of those limbs over, you know, 60 years that has just brought an untold damage, you know, and just pain and difficulty to us. But I suppose what the story was about last night in particular was the Irish state's involvement in how this terrible tragedy came about. We all accept that the drug was untested and you know, just such a flawed way of that the pharmaceutical company did it. But it now turns out, and Olivia O'Leary and Terry Prone were phenomenal last night in their absolute statements of the knowledge of the Irish state at the time, the mindset and the misogyny that actually decided that the government, who knew and had been notified of the dangers of the drug, chose not to withdraw it, deliberately chose not to withdraw it. And Dr. John O'Connell, a very famous TD back in the 60s and 70s who helped our parents, he was able to walk into a rural pharmacy in Ireland and buy it over the counter 3 years after it should have been withdrawn. And it's the neglect on the part of the state that has brought us to the campaign that we've been running for 15 years.
And you're absolutely right. And looking back, that is a tragedy for so many people. What are you hoping will happen now, Fionnuala?
Well, in the last couple of months, we have started to engage. Simon Harris, Micheál Martin and Minister Roderick O'Gorman had written to us, and we all had a meeting with them back in July. At first, the meeting was going to be very challenging because they excluded a lot of our members who are what we call the unacknowledged, who are still not accepted by the state, even though they have a categorical medical diagnosis of thalidomide. But we all did eventually get into the room, and it was a very frank, very safe space for our members to tell them categorically what their lives were like. And so now we're waiting to hear that maybe a process of resolution is about to start. And really, Ciara, it's time. 60 years on, this didn't happen on their watch, and we're hoping that they will take ownership, as I think it was Olivia or Terry said it last night, of the mindset and the state stance 60 years ago on this.
Very lastly, are you hoping that there'll be some kind of a redress, Fionnuala, something a bit like the symphysiotomy survivors?
Yes, we've been campaigning for many years, and some of us are actually have been taking the state to court for the last 15 years. And it's the depth of what they've thrown at us over the 15 years, how they've constantly fought us and everything, is beginning to take an awful toll. So this is an opportunity for them to sit down and resolve one of the outstanding horrible legacies of the Ireland of the 60s. And we're really hoping that they're going to engage with us.
Fionnuala, thank you very much for joining us on that this morning. That is Fionnuala Cassidy, their survivor and spokesperson for the Irish Thalidomide Association.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.